This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we dig further in Genesis, the book of beginnings, with birth of Ishmael, from Abram to Abraham, circumcision, Isaac's birth foretold, and the obedience of faith. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Thank you. A reading from Hebrews, the 10th chapter. For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come, instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every day, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered, since the worshipers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sins? But in these sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." When he said above, "We have neither desire nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings, and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law," then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He does away with the first in order to establish the second. And by that, we will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your worm is firmly set in the heavens. Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love habitation on your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The author of the book of Hebrews is writing to the clergy to exhort them that Christ is their high priest and the all-sufficient sacrifice for sin. The key point in our reading today, I believe, is in verse 10. And by that will, God's will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Sanctification. The fact that we are made holy in order ultimately to spend eternity with God. This is what you will need to bring to your future congregations and communities. Because some of them, more than you probably think, do not fully accept the gift that God has given us through the death and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. They don't seem to want to grasp or accept the fact that God has accomplished His will through His Son so that believers can live eternally with Him. You may ask, how do I know this? All you have to do is listen to what society listens to what they hear. I'm a little older than some of you, so I'll share. In 1986, the musical group Huey Lewis and the News released a hit song called Jacob's Ladder. In the very first verse, a woman is described as running from a fat man selling salvation in his hand. And the song ends with a line that says, "All I want from tomorrow is to get it better than today." You will encounter people who are not worried about eternal life, who aren't worried about God in their life tomorrow. At least, not until death comes close to them, until their own mortality stares them in the face, until their own loss drives them to despair. And this is where you come in. You're going to encounter fathers and mothers, husbands and wives, sons and daughters, and even friends at a point in their lives where there is no joy, there is no peace, only turmoil, emptiness, and loss. With apologies to Huey Lewis, don't sell them salvation. Share the good news of Jesus Christ's blood shed for the forgiveness of their sins in order to fulfill God's will that we will be sanctified, that we are sanctified. When you are at the bedside of those close to death, by all means, share with them the forgiveness of sins through the death of our Lord, but also share with them the will of our Father, that we would be with him for eternity. There's a great comfort given to those who are passing in knowing where they are going. Use the commendation of the dying. Quote to them from Revelation chapter 7. "Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, 'Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?' I said to him, 'Sir, you know.' And he said to me, 'These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.'" What a great comfort that is to them, to know that your eternal home is secure because of God's will, not your works. And don't just provide comfort to the dying. At the home, at the visitation, at the funeral, and for several months afterwards, speak to the family and friends. Share the good news of God's grace, mercy, and peace. Share the salvation that they share with their loved ones because they miss them and they want to be close to them again. Use the liturgy to let them know that they can be present with those who have gone on before them. Share with them that every Sunday, their loved ones are part of all the company of heaven, and they are there with them as they kneel at the rail. They will be there at the rail, worshiping God with us, with you, because as the Word of God tells us, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. To God be the glory. Now may the peace of God, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Oh. my prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given exceedingly great and precious promises to those who trust in you. Grant us so firmly to believe in your Son, Jesus, that our faith may never be found wanting. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty Father, whose blessed Son, by perfect and sufficient sacrifice, has opened for us a new and living way to your presence, grant that drawing near to you, we may find a cleansing and quiet conscience, and to serve one another in love and good works, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant this day that we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings in life may be ordered by your governance, but may be righteous in your sight, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.